Pleased to present the following joint statement on behalf of a number of Indigenous nations and organizations, as well as human rights organizations in Canada. The Coalition for the Human Rights of Indigenous Peoples welcomes and supports the process for enhancing the participation of Indigenous peoples in the Human Rights Councils through the two upcoming intersessional meetings, as per the decision in paragraph 16A of the Human Rights Council Resolution 5412. We are particularly pleased with these meetings will provide further opportunity for Indigenous peoples to make concrete recommendations on enhanced participation to the Human Rights Council. We look forward to working collaboratively on these important matters with Indigenous peoples and member states. We thank the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights for organizing these intersessional meetings. We are very hopeful that these meetings will be fruitful in moving forward the discussion with states and Indigenous peoples. We would like to note our appreciation to the Office of the High Commissioner on Human Rights for appointing an Indigenous co-chair for the intersessional meetings as suggested by MRIP's report last year. We are hopeful that concrete wording can be achieved when we work together. Canada on this panel has suggested a good path for an accreditation mechanism. Article 1 of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples affirms Indigenous peoples are subjects of international law and are deserving of the full enjoyment of all human rights and fundamental freedoms. Article 3 affirms the right to self-determination. Realizing and operationalizing this right within the Human Rights Council includes supporting Indigenous peoples' enhanced participation. Enhanced participation of Indigenous peoples in the work of the Human Rights Council and throughout the United Nations system is also a means to advance reconciliation and to honor the original nation-to-nation relationship and promises, the treaties, and the foundational principles upon which the initial and ongoing relations with Indigenous peoples were initially established. Thank you.